What's up, everyone? We went back to Disneyland this weekend. Can't wait to talk to you about it. You're listening to Mouse Park Insider.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination?
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
The wheels may be needing a little work.
Dead men tell no tales.
Oh, look at those people.
Here for the big race, huh? It's gonna be fun.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. Danny, how did you like our second dose Disneyland trip over the weekend?
I liked it less.
Less. Did you still have fun, though?
Of course. I mean, it's Disneyland. You're always going to have fun, even on your most miserable days. So it was still fun. It was just lacking some
I think we were features. Missing the Disneyland opening day high.
Like, oh, my gosh.
I definitely think that highness has wore off, and now we are just very, like, level-headed, and we know exactly what Disneyland...
It is the Disneyland hangover is what it is. It is now... Things have gotten real. Like, it's just... It is what it is.
Still a fun time, but, guys, we do have some opinions and some advice and... Definitely some things to talk about. So, a more real look into Disneyland reopening. But before we get into that, let's get into some real news, some fun news. Let's start with Festival of the Lion King. It reopened.
Oh, my gosh. My favorite live action show at Disney parks, period, is back, and I'm so excited. I know that it's different, and I know that it's probably not as good, but come on, it's still good.
All right, so you didn't watch this. I watched a little YouTube video while you were, I think, making lunch.
Probably.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing. I just kind of fast forward, watched a couple pieces. Yeah, it's definitely not the same Festival of the Lion King show. It does look like it has some energy. It looks like it's still a fun show, but it's definitely not the Festival of the Lion King show that we all love. The performers are keeping social distance from each other, so you don't have, like, the crazy monkeys jumping around during I Can't Wait to Be King, doing all the crazy flips and twists and
acrobatics.
All that. There you go.
Yeah, you know, and let's not forget, it was opening weekend of a show that has been gone for so long, over a year now. So, I mean, there's going to be some kinks to work out. I think it will get better.
Of course. And it's a different time. They got to think about things.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, the show, it'll get back to what it used to be. It's just going to take some time. I am happy, though, for the performers to be back and working again and performing in front of a crowd.
Completely.
The crowd was very social distanced. I think they're filling it up maybe like halfway. So there's definitely a lot of space between people sitting down watching the show. And, I mean, it still has all the same music. They just kind of changed all the dance moves around. So it's still technically the same show, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
No. Moving on.
I love Festival of the Lion King. I would definitely rate that my favorite show in all the Disney parks as well. Not the nighttime shows, but...
Well, yeah, for you. Okay, so now some good news for, you know, Florida residents or people traveling to Walt Disney World. So we all know that Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party has been canceled for 2021.
Boo.
But now Disney has announced After Hours Boo Bash is coming. So it's basically the replacement.
It's pretty much going to be almost the same thing, except I think no nighttime shows.
You know, and I don't know if it was always the... So let's get into some of the details. Mm-hmm. So it's going to have character cavalcades still. So okay. Cool, awesome. It's going to have candy stops. You can dress up in costumes. There'll be, you know, socially distanced character interactions, the kind of things that we're used to right now in the parks. It is running from August 10th to October 30th, which feels really long for me. We're starting Halloween stuff in August.
They have for the last few years.
That's crazy. It gets earlier and earlier. Okay.
But I think this is probably going to be the earliest.
It's so, yeah.
August 10th, really? Why not just start it July 4th? Pretty soon they will.
Why not just start it on January 1st?
The day after Patriots Day, they'll have, or not Patriots Day, 4th of July, Independence Day.
Patriots Day. Who are you? Okay.
I'm tired. I have a Disneyland hangover.
Yeah. And so the tickets do go on sale next month. We don't know about the pricing or anything like that yet. However, so this is what I want to ask you about. You might know better than I do.
Okay.
So with this ticketed event, you can enter into Magic Kingdom at 7 p.m. regardless, you know, of, so you don't need like a day of ticket. You can enter in a couple hours early. Okay, right. Cool. The event starts at 9 or 9:30, depending on the day that you're going, mm-hmm. and it lasts for 3 hours.
Right.
That sounds so short to me.
Well, I mean, that's how long the Oogie Boogie Bash was, too, I think.
Was it really only 3 hours?
It was somewhere like that, yeah. But they let you go in early, too.
Hmm.
So they let you go in like a couple hours before the park closes. And then it's limited capacity. And really, anyone that's going to this Boo Bash, they're not going to go on rides. Like they'll go on some rides, but they're there for the experience, for the Halloween characters.
For the free candy.
See the villain, see the candy.
See the candy? You mean eat the candy?
Get the candy. They're there for that experience. They're not there to go on the rides and all that stuff. Okay. So it really... Yeah.
That's true. I mean...
And I don't know how much tickets are, the price of tickets either.
No, but I know that typically, like, for... I wonder if this will be cheaper than Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, because those are definitely at least a bill. I'm sure more.
You know what? No, they'll probably charge the same, because people are hungry for entertainment. And since this is going to be, like, the first of, like, the Halloween nighttime experiences, I think they'll definitely charge probably the same that they normally would.
Interesting. All right. So that I mean, hey, it's something to look forward to. I'm sure. I wonder if Disneyland will get something similar coming. I would not be surprised if we end up getting some kind of like
Oh, we're going to get the Oogie Boogie Bash for sure.
We'll see.
I think we will, because think about it. The character meet and greets were already social distanced.
They were, you're
they
right.
They were all on stages.
Except for, I mean, there were a few, but I mean, nothing terribly, you know.
They could have it very limited capacity. The lines have the social distance markers on them, and they could charge a lot of money, and it would sell out like that instantly.
Okay.
They could charge more than they did last year, and it would still sell out.
Gosh, that's crazy. You know, and I don't know if it's just because now we're paying for tickets to actually go to Disneyland rather than being able to use our passes. It's just like, oh, this is so much money.
Like, right? Not having a pass? It's it the worst different. Thing ever. Like, we've spent so much money just on Disneyland, like, these last two trips. Yeah. It's hurting.
We would have already paid for our annual passes. It's like, oh my gosh. Anyways, so some more news for you Star Wars fans. There have been some updates regarding the hotel.
Okay.
So it was originally supposed to open late 2021. Now we have an official reopening date of sometime in 2022.
That's the official opening date. Sometime in 2022, guys.
We don't know when, but it will open supposedly in 2022. Well,
what if it opens on May the 4th, 2022?
See, that's what I'm like thinking that it might do, because mm-hmm. that would make sense.
Yeah, but they're going to open it as soon as they can to make money off of this thing.
Or if it has not opened by May 4th, 2022, that will be the big announcement for when it's going to open. And then it opens on like later in the year. So it'll be like May 4th, 2022, we're announcing it's opening in October and you can start booking your reservations tomorrow. Like,
I you know, I still just don't know how I feel about this experience. I guess, you know, we do have a few Star Wars fans that listen to this podcast, so please let me know what you think about it. So it's kind of like a cruise, I guess.
Yeah, and a cruise with no destination.
You're not allowed to leave the cruise. So,
well, I mean, you're not allowed to leave. But
I heard you're not allowed. They don't want you to leave. They want you to stay there for the full 2. Like, they can't keep you hostage.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously,
yeah.
But like, you're not supposed to leave, or you leave the experience.
Sir, I have a medical emergency. Too bad. You have another day and a half.
Some stormtroopers like put you in one of those like jail cell pods that Leia was in A New Hope. Later.
Better than being in the trash scene. I don't know. Like, I'm not on board for it. It sounds really cool for somebody that wants to experience, you know, living the Star Wars life, really. And don't get me wrong. Like, it sounds really cool. If it was local for us, maybe it might be something that I'd be like, maybe we can think about, you know, putting some money aside and going. But for us, because it's already such a trek to Florida to begin with, do I really want to take 2 nights out of my stay to only stay in this Star Wars hotel?
Right. Yeah, I think you hit the You hit it right there. Just for locals, I think it would be a lot of fun. But for people traveling, just like, I mean, unless you're a Star Wars fan, because there's a lot more people who are Star Wars fans than Disney fans.
Yeah.
For us, we're more Disney fans than Star Wars fans, I guess.
For sure.
That hurts to say because I love Star Wars so much. But
if you have like, if you're those people that go on like a 2 or 3 week vacation to Disney World, sure, I can see it. Apparently you have a lot of money to go for that long.
Give me some.
Yeah. Hey, hit us up.
Give me your money.
But we typically go for like a week. So it's like that cuts into a lot of things.
I do want to experience it one day though. Like maybe if they ever have like a sale or a deal on it, like I said,
three decades.
I feel like in a few years, once all the Star Wars fans or most of them have been on it, like this is just something that's not going to keep selling out.
You know, it's almost like the same argument that you have for Galaxy's Edge, where it's like, how are they going to update it? How are they going to keep it relevant to people that are going? Same thing for this hotel experience. How is it going to be something that people need to spend thousands of dollars to return for?
At least with Rise, I feel like they set the bar pretty high. So they're not going to have to worry about Rise of the Resistance for a while. And riding the Millennium Falcon is going to be awesome. But like I said, there's only so many times you can do that. They're going to have to switch the experience around for you. And you're going to have to go on different missions probably.
And that's an easy fix. It's a screen ride.
It is an easy fix. But like, I'm just worried that Star Wars won't stand the test of time if Disney just keeps throwing more and more Star Wars at us.
Throwing it down our throats.
And I agree. Like, I love everything they've given us, but eventually it's just going to be just so much we're just getting and getting and getting. I do think this Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, I think it's going to be awesome for the first couple years. And then they're going to have trouble for people to keep coming back because people aren't going to keep coming back to this.
For the same thing, mm-mm. Yeah.
It's going to end up being like a maybe like Art of Animation price, I feel like. I feel like it's going to be like $800-900 a night to start.
For sure.
And then it's going to slowly just go down to like $300 a night. Save 50% when you stay at the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Like, that's what's going to happen.
See, that's not going to...
And you're not going to end up having that experience anymore. It's only going to be an experience for the first 2 years. And then they're going to start...
And now it's just going to be a hotel.
They're going to start cutting things. And then it'll just be a regular hotel. That's exactly what's going to happen. But what's really cool is you get a real lightsaber.
You don't get it. You get to see it.
Well, you get to play with it, I would figure.
I think that it's just like being used by the characters, like the cast members.
Don't they have like the Star Wars training thing where you can play with it?
I don't know. Maybe you're training with like a fake one, a plastic one, so you don't hurt yourself. I mean, there is still so many details to come, guys. So we'll keep you updated as we're getting more. But in some more Walt Disney World news, which I'm really excited for this one, because if you guys have listened to us at all, especially when we're talking about Animal Kingdom, you know that we love this restaurant. So
Yak and Yeti.
We do love that also. But character dining is returning at a couple more places. So one is Tusker House. It is coming back this summer. And rather than a buffet style that we're used to over there, it will be family style. So,
but it's all you can eat, right?
Yeah.
Like they'll just be bringing food to your table.
Yeah,
constantly.
Like here's your, you know,
I like
tray.
That better. I don't want to keep getting up and like...
I don't want to work off any of these calories of all the food that I'm eating.
I don't want people to see how much food I'm going to get.
Oh my
okay?
gosh.
I don't want to be that guy that's like, dude, that guy's been up there 3 times.
Or like, that guy coming back, like juggling like 3 different plates. Like, oh, I couldn't make up my mind and I only wanted to do one trip.
I don't want to be that guy. I just want them to bring me my food discreetly in a corner while I just shove it all down.
Yeah. So I love Tusker House. I think that Mickey, Minnie, and Donald, and Daisy, and Goofy in their little safari outfits are the cutest things in the world.
Yeah.
So I am really excited for this to come back. And then also over at the Contemporary, Chef Mickey's will be reopening with the Fab Five, and that's going to happen May 16th, so just around the corner.
I want to go to Chef Mickey's. I want to stay at the Contemporary one day.
See, I'm not all gung-ho on the Contemporary. Like, I know that people love the Contemporary, but everything I've seen of the Contemporary, I'm like, oh. Like,
I just like the music. It reminds me of Epcot and has
other
that
places.
Like, has a video game type, just futuristic soundtrack to it.
So,
which
like
is kinda
the 80s?
Cool.
Like. Oh boy, that's exciting.
I need a new host. I need someone else to come host
with
me. Go
and put a help wanted ad out. Somebody will respond to you.
Oh gosh, I'm afraid.
So also, Disney's college program is returning this June. So that's really exciting. It has been closed. It was cut short for a lot of people. It was canceled for a lot of people last year in the pandemic. So what's really cool about this, I was happy to see that it's returning, period. But anybody whose 2022 program was canceled or ended early, or maybe that's supposed to say 2021 program, I don't know. But last year, if you were in the program or supposed to be in the program, you will be getting an email basically re-inviting you to the college program. So I love that they're doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it sucks that so many people, their experience was cut short. So I'm very happy for them. We follow some people on Instagram that had to leave the program early. And I am just so thrilled and happy for them that they have the opportunity to go back if they choose to.
Yeah,
that's I hope really you guys cool. do, because, man, I wish I could just do that and work at Disney. And do I wish I didn't have a boring career and I could go have fun and do something I love doing.
Should we go like make fake IDs and re-enroll in college and be like, hey, Disney, take us back. I'm take
down.
Us in.
I'm down.
No.
I know a guy.
Moving over to Disneyland. So we have a little piece of news for Disneyland hotels.
What's up?
So Paradise Pier, Tony's favorite, is reopening June 15th.
Have I said that's my favorite?
Like twice or three times.
Have
yeah.
I really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I actually, Ashley from Mouse Vibes with our last episode, she texted me. She's like, what? Paradise Pier is Tony's favorite? What?
First off, like I will always say, if you have not been to the Sandbar and watched the fireworks from up there, which actually I haven't, but I know you can. It looks like a lot of fun, but I have been to the Sandbar. Looks like a good time. And I think it's actually the best bang for your buck if you want to stay at one of the Disneyland hotels.
Well, I've got some bad news for you, because upon its reopening, there will be no food or beverage options at the Paradise Pier Hotel.
BS. Don't stay there.
No.
Don't
wait go. For the Sandbar.
Stay at the Best Western across the street. You're closer and it's about half the price.
Oh my gosh. And then so over at the Grand Californian, we have some news for that hotel as well. A couple of things. So Storytellers Cafe will be reopening. I love Storytellers Cafe. I get the mac and cheese that's meant for kids, but I get it in an adult size portion and it's delicious. So if you like mac and cheese, highly recommend. As well as Napa Rose will be reopening on May 28th. So that's just around the corner.
Okay.
So more food options over at Grand Californian. So that's good. And then also on May 28th, now this is a big reason to stay at the Grand Californian. It has like a special private entrance into California Adventure. So if you've been to California Adventure, you know what I'm talking about. You see it all the time. You've probably used it yourself just to kind of go over into the Grand Californian lobby area. So this is going to be reopening to Grand Californian hotel guests on May 28th as well. So now you can stay at the hotel and skip the main entry for DCA. You can just enter in this side door entry, basically. So it's a good perk.
That's great news. Yeah.
And then also in DCA, this is the last piece of news. This is it.
This isn't in my notes.
Well, I added it. So oh,
sorry, surprise. Guys. My apologies.
The Alfresco Tasting Terrace is going to be reopening at DCA, and that is for Legacy Pass holders only, and that's coming back May 20th.
Well, finally we get something, huh?
So, yeah.
We don't get ride previews
something
at Disney.
Something we never used anyway.
We don't get ride previews. We don't get special days that we get to just go. We get...
We get more opportunities of places to spend our money.
Yes, we get some bruschetta that no one else can have.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And really, like, are they really going to show, like, check our IDs? Like, I feel like it's going to be like Costco when you're walking in and they're like, I don't really care to see your Costco membership. Just keep going. Like, just spend money.
here's my... Put it away, son.
Yeah.
Put it away, care. Son. We don't need to see it. All right, guys. So that is it for the news. There was a lot of news this week, actually.
I know.
I feel like every week there's just more and more and more news. It's an
because
exciting
every
time.
Week things are getting better, so more opportunity for things to come back, and it's a good time to be around.
I miss Disney World.
I do too.
Does anyone else miss Disney World?
And I think this trip to Disneyland over the weekend really made us both realize how much we miss Disney World and love Disney World.
No. It's just different. Like, Disneyland's very small. And Disney World's very large and spread out. And even, like, the walkways are just, like, wider. There's more room for you to walk.
And more food options.
Like, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, they're like, the walkways are just so huge. Like,
they are.
It's spacious. Disneyland's, you're just like so tight and like you just feel like a giant everywhere you walk.
Well, I already feel like a giant as a woman that is 6 foot tall. So,
all right, well, let's get into our trip. Okay. So we went to Disneyland this last Saturday, May 8th, and it was fun. It definitely, I'll just start off by saying, first off, it felt way more crowded.
So much more crowded.
Like, just from day one opening to this last Saturday, I don't know the specific number, and I don't even know really if they increased capacity. I can't say that with confidence because no one's reported anything, so I'm not even going to go there, but I'm just going to say it felt like 35% capacity for sure.
I would agree.
It felt like a normal day at Disneyland.
It did, because so much is closed, so there's more people like out in the open and in the areas that you would normally be walking. So yeah, I thought that it was much more crowded.
Now, I don't think it, like, it's not at that capacity that it would normally be at. So let's get more into that point, what you just said.
Yeah.
How there's a lot of things closed, guys. That's one thing we noticed. So our first day we had reservations, so we kind of had our whole day planned out. This day was kind of more a free-for-all. And it just, we realized there is not a lot open. We already knew there weren't a lot of food options, but there's like not even a lot of cart options. So like we went to go look for a Mickey pretzel.
Oh my gosh. This was the second worst experience of the day.
Okay. So pretty much to sum it all up, Danny's food was...
Well, no, because we have to talk about the food.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the food.
Okay. So we went to Riverbell Terrace this time. We had reservations.
Yes.
I, in the past, have gotten their barbecue tofu. I think I even talked on this podcast and like last week about how excited I was for the barbecue tofu because it is so good. So we get to Riverbell Terrace. We sit down. We do the QR code for the menu. The menu pops up on the phone. Sure enough, there's the barbecue tofu, and it describes exactly what it is. You know, barbecue tofu, crispy, with beans and this and that, and a side of veggies. Okay, so I order barbecue tofu. Okay, no problem. The waiter takes my order, walks away, comes back, you know, much later with our food. It was a long wait. Totally not the barbecue tofu.
It was like a spicy tofu.
It is a completely different dish. Completely different. So it is, there is like some broccoli, tons of mushrooms, peppers, like what would you say? It's like corn relish almost.
All right. So look, it's like peppers, onions, broccoli, mushrooms. And I like all that stuff, but you got to think about that stuff. That's like mushrooms, onions, that stuff people usually get. Like, if they're asking for something, oh, can you, I please have it without mushrooms?
I know
or
a
onions.
Lot of people are allergic to mushrooms and to onions.
Yeah, so that's, like, kind of weird for that not to be even on the menu. Yeah. Like, for them to change the menu and completely.
Yes.
And then not even include that in the menu description.
So, you've got this bed of veggies that looks disgusting to me because I love broccoli, but everything else on there, I was like, what are you doing with my life? Like, no. And then the tofu is on top. And the tofu is not even barbecue tofu. It is just like really silky squares of tofu cut up and kind of tossed in a seasoning. And it's not even like a barbecue flavored seasoning. No, it's just like
nothing like barbecue.
It's almost like paprika or something. And so I'm like, this is like, first off, where are the beans? And also, why does it look so different? So we end up just like asking the waiter, like, hey, like this doesn't look the same that it used to. Oh, like a day or two ago, they changed the menu. The menu is not changed. Like, it's the exact same menu. And he's like, oh, really? And so he checks. He's like, oh, wow, let me take this back. I'm going to get you, you know, what it used to be. I'm like, awesome. You're fantastic. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. So excited. He comes back out and it's literally just everything that was originally on the plate, but now separated. Like, here's your tofu on a plate. Here's the veggies on a plate. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is still not the same.
He gave you two sides, like two side things of barbecue sauce for you to dip your tofu in.
Yeah, which is not the same at all. And he's like, sorry, like this is the best they could do. They just separated it because they don't have the old like stuff for the old recipe because they changed the recipe 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Why?
first off, that's a real popular dish at Riverbelt Terrace, especially for vegetarians. So for them to do that, people are going to be disappointed. So if there are any vegetarians that do listen, please just take note of that it is not the same dish at all anymore.
And also, you know, it's no longer barbecue tofu. Like, that is no way what it's called.
No.
And if you know that it changed, like the menu had just changed literally 2 days before we were there, wouldn't you think that, like, you'd be like, oh, just so you know, we changed the barbecue tofu dish, so now it's this, this, and this. Because yeah. I would have ordered something else. And whatever. He comped it for me. I was really surprised by that. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I'll say this. He was very nice.
He was so nice.
He tried to get you what you wanted. It wasn't his fault. But he was very accommodating, and he was a very nice cast
and
member.
I'm sure that he was like, what? They didn't update the menu? Like, because that makes it hard for the waiter, mm-hmm. you know? So he just, you know, surprised us with it, comped, and so I definitely gave him a tip
worthwhile.
We
helped him out, yeah.
So anyway, so that's where the pretzel comes in, because now suddenly I am starving.
Starving, hungry, and you're like, I just need a pretzel.
I just need a pretzel. I need some carbs in my life. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we walk around everywhere. We're walking around Disneyland, and we noticed every pretzel cart is not open at Disneyland right now. You cannot get a pretzel anywhere that you usually would.
Yep.
And then we started to notice a lot of the carts were closed down. Like, they had a few churro carts open. They had a couple popcorn carts open, but a lot of the carts are closed. And that's like, really? Really? Like, hardly any of the restaurants are open. Only Cafe Orleans
and
Riverbell's open right now as restaurants go. Yeah. Like, where are people going to eat? That is not like, you need to have these options for people. People can't afford to eat at these restaurants. A lot of families go and they do these fast, quick service
and
foods.
Not only that, there's not ample enough reservations available. Plus, I mean, yes, there is the mobile order, but you really have to plan ahead with mobile order, and it's limited menu options too. So don't forget that. But you have to really plan ahead, because a lot of the time the mobile order might not be available for pickup for like another 3 hours. And it's like, great, like I can have lunch at dinner time.
Well, hey, don't worry guys, Blue Bayou's opening soon, so you'll have another option if you want to spend $50 on a meal for one person. So don't even worry about
another place that I get the mac and cheese as an adult size portion and pay tremendously for it, but so worth it. So we're walking all over the place, and it ends up that the only pretzel place that you can get a darn pretzel is right across from Big Thunder Railroad,
mm-hmm.
and it is an incredibly long line.
Okay, so it's really like the only place where you can get like a pickle, a pretzel, a chimichanga, or a turkey leg.
Or pineapple spears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is the only place in Disneyland to pick up those particular snack items. So, of course, the line's going to be a little bit long.
Yeah.
There's probably maybe like, it wasn't too long. For like 20 people, it was probably like, they're getting through like a person a minute. So
yeah,
it's probably
a
20-minute
wait.
But
yeah.
For like a pretzel, usually like you just go up and get your pretzel
pretty
quick.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, wow, like not even to have carts available. It's just, you know, even the people behind us, they just needed a water bottle. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can't get a water anywhere else. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, that's crazy, Disney.
And
come
I know
on.
I know it sounds like we're complaining, and we kind of are, because it felt like the capacity was increased so much.
Yeah.
And I feel like you need to have opened up a few more food selections if you're going to have that amount of people.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. When it was, I think because opening day, I am fully convinced that it was a much lower capacity.
Yeah.
This was honestly at least double the crowd. So opening day, like you didn't realize it as much aside from just the Disney high of it all, but it really wasn't as many people. But this time it was a significant increase. And so of course there's like a significant increased demand for food that is not available. Like it's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, so I mean, there was that, and what else were we going to talk about? There really wasn't too much else. Just the food options, things are... So, for right now, it's like $150 to go on a weekend.
$154.
And I'm going to just be completely honest with you. I don't think I'm going to be paying that much more.
No.
It's a lot of money for both of us to go, that's $308.
Plus, we've never had to pay for parking in the past. Now it's $25 to park since we don't have an annual pass.
Okay, so that goes up to like $330 something.
And plus food and drinks for the day, of course. It's hot. It's during the summertime that it's going to be open.
Guys, we're spending over $400 every time we go. Like,
oh my gosh, easy.
So we are going to go. We are going to keep going, but maybe like once a month, not like every other week, I was thinking. That's just, it's too much money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for the experience you're getting right now with so many things being closed, such as food and everything, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, like, even yesterday I was looking at the mobile food options after my meal was very disappointing. I was like, all right, where can I like just get a mobile food order going so that it can be ready? And there was like nothing vegetarian that I was like, gonna actually like fill me up and like make me happy for the rest of the day. And I was like, honestly, the best option for me at that point was a frickin' pretzel. It was like, wow, it is such limited options right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now, I just think without being a pass holder, I can't justify going that often and paying that much money to be there.
And I think if it's
every
like,
weekend, every other weekend, like we used to,
I think if it's especially because a lot of people, you know, have asked us, hey, is it worth taking my kids? Is it worth going as a family? And it's kind of like, you know, if this is like your one big trip of the year, I say wait. I honestly do. Wait for more stuff to open. That is nothing against Disney, but you're not getting that full experience. It's one thing if you're a pass holder and you're going and not having to pay for your ticket all the time and experiencing it like this, but we're not. No one is. So it's a lot of money for not very much going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I would suggest waiting till maybe the fall or just wait for like a few more things to open up. Like at least some more food carts and more food options to open up. Or wait for maybe like the Matterhorn Jungle Cruise to open. Like wait for a few more things to open up and I think it'll be more worth it. I mean, it's already kind of crowded right now. Like Casey Jr. we waited, I think, 30 minutes for.
It was longer. That was our longest wait of the day.
We waited like 30 or 45 minutes for Casey Jr. Yeah, Pirates was a half hour. Opening day, it was a walk-on.
Yeah.
So the lines are a lot longer and there's not as much... You know, you're just not getting that full experience.
And yeah, and because a lot of things aren't open, of course, you're going to have increased crowds everywhere that is open. So it was just, it was not nearly as magical as as I was expecting. And you know what? We went with no agenda. Like we were just kind of going to chill and hang out and enjoy the day. And it was just like, oh, but oh, we did do the Haunted Mansion.
There were some good things we did. Yes. So now that we got that out of the way, that's just our opinion, guys. Wait until there's a few more things opened up.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you right now. The crowds are already back, so just wait till there's more to do.
So I would say for like the out-of-staters that are like, oh man, when are they going to let out-of-staters in? It's a blessing in disguise because by the time you are let in, there will be more open and you will enjoy yourself so much more. Yeah, and like, guys. I truly mean that.
Yeah, like we're not dissing Disney. We get it. Just they can't operate everything right now because of the limited workers
Absolutely,
they brought back.
Yeah.
But we're just giving our advice to you guys. Just
An honest
wait.
Opinion.
Wait until there are just a few more options opened up for you guys. And then it'll be.
And that'll probably be pretty soon, to be honest with you. And like, things are getting better every day.
I think if you went now, you would still have fun. You just wouldn't have as much fun. And if you're going to spend that much money, just wait. Just wait to spend that much money. If, like, you're going on, like, a Wednesday and it's the cheapest price point, sure, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But if, like, you know, most out-of-towners or people that are coming to enjoy it from, like, Sacramento or San Diego or somewhere else.
And you're doing a weekend.
Just wait till there's a few more options. Yeah. You'll be much happier.
Yes.
All right. So Haunted Mansion. Yeah, we went through the secret hallway. Pathway from the line.
Yeah, so we had an awesome cast member. So I actually didn't realize where the secret pathway was.
No, I thought it was somewhere completely different.
I know, we would have missed it. Mm-hmm. So we were over by where the Fastpass distribution area is for Haunted Mansion. That's like how far back in the line we were. And we were talking about, you know, Tony's like, are you going to ask or am I going to ask to go through the hidden walkway? I'm like, oh, you're definitely asking. Like, that is all you. And I think you actually asked me, like, do you think they'll let us go through? And I'm like, well, knowing my luck, no, it's just not going to happen. So we moved up in line And I guess that happened to be like the time where they decided to let some people into the secret entry. And we had a cast member actually come forward in the line to grab us and say, hey, I heard you guys like talking. Did you want to go through the secret passway?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, you're the best person in the world.
Duh, of course.
And meanwhile, she's looking at us like, ugh. You people. No, I think she was in character, but I was very pleased that like she overheard us and thought to come and grab us. That was awesome of her.
Yeah.
So we got to go through it and it was cool. I mean, I think Haunted Mansion was like a 45 minute wait when we got in line. It ended up taking us maybe like 20 to actually get on the ride.
Yeah. So like you still have to wait in a little bit of a line. So they take you, it's like by the fast pass area where they usually distribute fast passes for when it's the Christmas night before Christmas version. And so that's where you need to ask the cast member because there's like a secret door and it takes you through this hallway. And they have some candles. They have the painting work on the walls. Pretty much all you miss is the elevator, the stretching room scene. You miss that and you miss like half of the hallway you walk through with the photos changing.
Yeah.
And that's where you go in. So they let you in right there in that hallway and then you just hop on the ride. So, I mean, I would suggest it for locals.
Yeah.
Or if it's a really long line and you have like somewhere you have to be and you just really want to ride the Haunted Mansion like really quick.
Or if you just want like a different experience because you've ridden the Haunted Mansion so many times and it's like, oh, the stretching room isn't a big deal for me. Like, I want to do this new cool thing I've never done. Absolutely. But it does take away from the experience of the ride if it's not something you do all the time or if it's like the first time going on Haunted Mansion in a long time or ever. Go to the stretching room. It's part of the entire ride. It's the experience. But I thought it was really cool to be able to do that.
Yeah, it was a fun experience for us. I mean, we've been on Haunted Mansion thousands of times. Yes. So for us to experience something a little different.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was really fun. And I think it's something that not too many people know about. And I'm really hoping some of you listening don't know about it and we're able to tell you. So yeah. If there's anything, I don't know if they do it at Walt Disney World, but I know they do it at Disneyland. So
yes.
Definitely check it out if you want a different experience on the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. And I thought that like they were only letting special people through there because the only people that initially I saw doing it were like big vloggers, you know? And I was like,
we're big vloggers.
Oh, yeah. We're huge. And anyway, so I only saw like
46 subscribers.
Oh, my gosh. So I only saw like super big accounts going through there. And I was like, they're not going to let us through. They're going to be like, Mouse Park, who? Get out of here.
I wasn't going to tell them who we were.
I know, but I'm just saying because I only saw that it was like big accounts going through that I figured it was someone that the cast members were like, oh, I know you. Come this way.
Ma'am, Mouse Park Insider, can you let us in, please?
Can I show you my ID?
We have a badge, MPI badge. It's like has a Mickey shape.
Oh my gosh, let me show you my Instagram account.
That's a good gimmick. We should go in as detectives.
No, anyway, so it's not. It's for, you know, the common folk like us. So it was really cool.
Yeah, you just got to ask and it was really fun.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it to anyone that wants a different experience or locals or you're in a hurry.
Yeah. I think the only other thing that we really experienced was the nighttime aspect of it.
Yeah, guys. So I think I said this last week somewhere, a couple places, but I wanted to be the last one out of the park this week.
Since we were the first ones in last week.
Yeah, since we were the first ones in opening day, I wanted to be the last ones in the week after and couldn't do it.
Oh my gosh, we tried so hard.
We were one of the very last people out because security starts pushing you out.
Yeah.
And you're like, so we were definitely one of like the last 100 people in the park at least.
Yes. So I was the last person to like be at the castle taking a photo of it for sure. Because then the security guard was like looking at me and right next to me. and oh my gosh, the best thing of my life happened. So we're walking. Oh my gosh. So it was so cool. We closed out Fantasyland. That was cool. But we're walking on the side of Fantasyland over near like the Matterhorn. And it's very empty at that point. Like the park has already been closed for at least like a half hour. So we're walking and suddenly this big old fat raccoon runs right in front of me into the shrubbery towards the castle. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, Tony. And you were doing a live on Instagram and you didn't catch it. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, Tony, there's a raccoon. I got so happy. Guys, I love raccoons. Like they're just, oh, they're so cute. And then like later on, so I'm like over at the wishing well and the Snow White fountain area. And I see him like poking his little head out at me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just made friends with a raccoon. So I'm standing over there chilling with my new bestie raccoon man. And Tony's off doing something probably more productive. And then later on, as I was as I was like taking the final photos of the castle, and this was probably like another 20 minutes later, suddenly the same fatty raccoon runs completely across Sleeping Beauty Castle, like the front of it. And I was just like, that was the happiest thing I've ever seen. I was like, there's a raccoon running across Sleeping Beauty Castle, living his best life. I knew there were Disneyland cats. I did not know that there were Disneyland raccoons.
Yeah, didn't the security guard tell you that there's a lot of raccoons?
Yeah,
that run around
so I
there
asked him, I'm like, does he always come out and run across? You know, he's like, oh yeah, like there's a bunch of raccoons that we have here, and they've gotten more bold, and they'll actually take food from your hands. I'm like, oh my gosh, dream status. Okay, don't threaten me with a good time.
You guys, that's Mouse Park insider tip for you. Be careful of raccoons stealing your food.
They'll take your churros.
Be careful, okay? You guys paid a pretty penny for that churro.
He was such a cutie. I was, ugh. Yeah. Made me so happy. Anyway, continue. That was my moment.
No, I mean, yeah, it was awesome to be like one of the last people in the park. And really, like, security really doesn't start pushing you out till about like an hour after the park closes, so you can get some great photos.
Yeah.
We got some really cool photos that we can't wait to share on our Instagram page, like of Fantasyland.
And I can only imagine if it was like later in the night, because it closes at 7 at least.
Yeah.
When we went, I know that the hours are getting extended, but
next
it closed
weekend,
at 7.
The hours are getting extended. Yeah,
so it closed at 7, so it was still like, you know, kind of like that sunset-y type where it's like, oh, you can still see the light. By the time that we were out of the park, it was finally dark. But yeah, like super cool photo opportunities. We were the last people in Fantasyland, at least, that got pushed out. That was really cool because, like, I even got a photo of just like the outside area of Peter Pan to encompass like the entire ride. You never see that bare, like bare bones without people there. And no, I remember never. I showed it to you. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. You're like, wow. Cause you never see that.
I know.
So it was cool.
I want to share all of our photos like right now.
Yeah. We're just going to do a photo dump.
Just drop them all on Instagram like this second. Yeah, no, we took some great photos. And then, yeah, we got some cool videos, too, of, like, Tiki Room. And, I mean, this is, you know, during park hours. And a funny story was, like, we had two people asking us, are you guys YouTubers? And, like, you know, like,
oh,
the pre-show.
We had the GoPro, yeah.
The pre-show for, like, the Tiki Room. You know, you have all this noise and all, like, the character statue Tiki people are making noise. So, like, every time I was trying to tell this, one girl's like, hey, are you a YouTuber? And I'm like, yeah.
To which he responds, yeah, are you?
I didn't know what to say. That was the first time anyone ever asked, like, who are you?
Yeah,
so I'm
exactly.
I'm all, my heart's pounding. I'm like, what do I say? So then finally I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell her and I'm going to be bold. And then as soon as I start to say it, I hear the boom, 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 boom,
like
super loud.
What'd you say you're called? And then you did it again.
Like most part, like the noise is making, there was so much noise and she didn't hear. And then finally, I think her friend's like, just come back. Like, stop asking.
I think you tried like three times and she sincerely wanted to like hear you out, but it was just kind of at that point
because you're on a certain dot. You have to stay on a dot like to go in.
Yeah,
you're like during the pre-show and you have to stand there. So like finally, like the third time, like I stepped off the dot just to get closer to her, and then like the noise got even louder. It was like the final one before the show started, and then I just gave up. I'm like, oh, f it, she's not gonna listen to us.
I know. And she was a sweet girl too, so if for some reason she ended up finding us, hello, and let us know so that we can follow you back on Instagram. But I don't think she heard you.
But you know, there was a dad behind us with his kid, and he was like, oh, you have a podcast too? What's it called? And then he told his son, we're going to listen to them on the way home. So I was like, cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Hopefully he did.
Probably didn't, but the kid was probably so tired from the day.
It was a long
asleep
day.
Asleep in the car, but.
Well, hopefully they did.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, there was a lot of effort. That was a cool Tiki Room crowd.
It was. Yeah. And you know what? The Tiki Room was so much more enjoyable at a lower capacity, too. Like, that was something that was really cool to experience.
Yeah, the thing is, we've just kind of been doing stuff like this last couple of trips, like just things we don't really normally do for some reason. And like the Tiki Room was cool. I always loved the Tiki Room for the history aspect. It was like the first animatronics. And it was just really cool to, you know, have that was like a Walt Disney kind of original attraction.
Well, I think part of it too, I mean, this entire last year that things have been closed down for us, I've been saying, and I think that you have been agreeing with me a lot of the time, like the things that I was missing the most are the things that I didn't do a whole lot, because it's like, oh my gosh, I never took advantage of this and I never really did this a whole lot. And now it's like we're back in the parks and those are kind of the things that we're doing just to kind of be like, It's like, it's almost like it's new for us, even though it's not, but just because we haven't done it a million times already, it's just like, oh, wow, this is something different.
Yeah, like Dumbo was fun. I had fun on Casey Jr.
Dumbo made me feel sick. And Casey Jr., I'm not a fan, but
I love whatever. I love the Casey Jr. ride, and I love the Tiki Room. And
the Tiki
just,
Room was cool.
I love all like the OG, like original attractions at Disneyland.
And I did get my Dole Whip this week.
You did get your Dole Whip.
Oh my gosh, it was so much better than I remembered. It was so good. Next mission is going to be the Matterhorn Macaroon, because by the time I went to order it, they were sold out. So there's always got to be something that goes wrong.
Yeah, so I mean, overall for me, I would probably rate this trip like a 7 out of 10. There were definitely some misses, and it definitely felt more crowded. I felt like we were going into like an empty crowd like we were going into on opening day.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, the lines are still short. Like, the lines aren't long. They look long, but they're not. But just, like, when you're trying to walk and get places, it just seems so much more packed in because of the lines. And I knew that was going to happen eventually, because it's what happened to Disney World. So I was kind of anticipating it eventually happening.
And not the next week.
Yeah, I thought it was going to at least be like a few weeks, then we would start to see it. So it's here. And, you know, like, listen to me complain. We got to experience opening day when it was a very low capacity. So yeah,
and
you know what?
That is something I think we both said that's like probably one of our favorite Disney trips, if not the favorite.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. I would definitely rate mine a 6.5 out of 10. It was, you know, like, it started out really just bleh. Like, it felt hotter, even though it wasn't. I think it was like 73 degrees, whereas the week before was 90. And I think it was just, I didn't have that whole hype of it all and like that Disney, you know, high.
Well, we also had a very long week.
We did.
We had a lot of things happen this last week. So I think like our energy was already kind of like
diminished,
drained from
the
week. So we were going into the park already kind of tired.
That's
just
true.
Because of our long, just,
It felt
day
so
after
much,
day something was happening.
It felt so much hotter to me, even though it wasn't at all. And I knew it wasn't. So I was just, I wasn't as like hyped. I wasn't as excited for stuff. And then lunch came and I was excited about lunch. And then lunch was the downfall of my day. And then once we got the pretzel, I was like, all right, I'm feeling better. Let's go do something.
Yeah.
And then the day got progressively better as it went on. And then just staying behind, seeing my Mr. Raccoon friend and, you know, closing out Fantasyland and getting some cool photos with you, that made the day much better.
Yeah. And I mean, the next time, well, it was great. And then we couldn't find our car.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
That is our own fault. We're not blaming Disney.
No, not at all.
We're
idiots.
We were in such a hurry when we parked to like leave. We had no idea where we parked, and it took us 40 minutes to find our car.
You know, I think that it was just, it's been so long since I've parked in the Mickey and Friends parking structure that I just forgot to look where I parked. Like, I just totally forgot. And you didn't look either. So it's like, oh my gosh, we both forgot to look. We thought we were on the Mickey level,
which is level 3. Uh-huh. Daisy's level 2. So we were going between the two flight of stairs, level 2 and 3. And you were clicking it. And we kept hearing the horn honk from like different angles. And then it ended up being just right above us.
Yeah.
On a level 4, which
is
goofy.
Yeah, and as soon as we finally went up to level 4, which to get down from level 4, you have to take 2 escalators. And I told Tony, I'm like, we didn't take 2 escalators down. I don't remember taking 2 escalators. Apparently, we took 2 escalators and I'm just out of my damn mind. But we, as soon as we walked up to level 4, after 40 minutes of looking for my dang car, it was right there staring at us. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. But I was so happy to find it.
Yeah. And all right. So besides that, yeah, the trip was fun. It's still a good time. We gave our suggestions. Take them as you will. And yeah, we're also, you know, we're going to have a new YouTube video coming out later this week, probably Monday night, I would say. And I kind of decided what I want the YouTube page to be.
Tell me about it.
Well, first off, this podcast is like my number one
love.
It's
our baby.
I want to do this podcast until...
You're on your deathbed?
No. No, probably, but no. But I want to do it for a while, though. Like, this is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy doing the podcast. The YouTube page is fun, but I did realize something, and I don't know if I'm being too open with you guys that do listen to us.
I think people like that we're open.
Well, I'm going to be open. It's I'm spreading myself too thin everywhere.
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to do Instagram Live for people on Instagram. I'm trying to shoot footage for YouTube. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. And, like, I'm thinking, like, okay, well, we need to release a video every week on YouTube, this and that. That's not going to happen, guys. So for you that have subscribed, thank you so much. We are going to keep uploading videos, but only when, like, there's something worth uploading.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just going to be like, oh, here's our trip this time. See what we did. And I mean, that's cool, but so only if it's something that's different or exciting or an event or something. Like, of course, we've got Avengers Campus coming up. We're going to film that for you guys. We're going to release that.
Yeah, that'll be something without a doubt. Or, like, even, like, it doesn't even have to be something that big, but, yeah, like, just when there's something new, newish, like,
A new restaurant that we're trying.
They refurbished a ride.
Yeah.
Or we found, like Haunted Mansion, we found a new passageway to get on. You know, like, things like that we're going to film and put on there. So don't expect a video from us every week.
Yeah.
But expect a podcast every week. This is our baby. This is what we love doing. YouTube, it's going to be just probably once a month or just whenever there's something new. I'm not going to put any agenda, any schedule on it.
It'll just be when it's something that we think you guys will enjoy with us, and then we want to share it with you, but we don't want to share it just to share, you know, a video.
Yeah, or, like, you know, when Halloween comes around, we'll do Halloween parks, or like a Christmas video at the parks. What decorations do they have this year?
Yes.
Things like that. So, but guys, thanks for subscribing to the YouTube page, and we will keep releasing content. We're not saying we're not going to. I'm just kind of finally realizing what the YouTube page is going to be.
That's good.
And the podcast is going to be every week, because I want to focus more on that, and I want to focus more on sharing the Disney park experience with you guys on Instagram, because that's where our main following is the podcast and the Instagram.
Yeah.
And I feel like with me focusing so much on YouTube, I'm forgetting about you guys. And that's kind of where, you know, we got a little popular. We got a little bit of a following, and I don't want to forget you guys and spread that too thin.
For sure. I agree.
Cool.
So, speaking of Instagram, you want to know where you can follow us?
Where?
Mouse Park Insider on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
We are also on TikTok.
No
Mouse
way.
Park Insider.
I don't believe it.
If you are enjoying our podcast and have not yet done it, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We drop new episodes at least every Monday. Very rarely do we get a break, and we love it. Also, if you could leave us a review, it really helps the podcast grow so that more people find us in different, you know, charts and things like that, and just get more of an interest coming over here to listen to us. And if you want to see the videos that we have released and the videos we will be releasing on YouTube, that is also Mouse Park Insider on YouTube.
Guys, you can find us anywhere. I can't believe it. It's awesome. Guys, take care. Have a great week. Oh, I forgot to say, since we're not going back to the parks till Avengers Campus, guess what?
Oh, no.
The list. Tony's list will be coming back next week. And in a couple weeks, we have a very old special friend coming on board to the podcast.
Well, don't say very old special friend.
They're
just
not old.
They're one of our first Disney friends, we'll say
a
that.
A very good friend to the podcast.
Yes.
Will be joining us in a couple weeks, and I cannot wait to have them on. Guys, we have some fun stuff coming up. You are listening to Mouse Park Insider. Take care. Have a safe week.
Sorry, folks. I'm sure to do better next time. It was my first flight, and I'm still getting used to my programming. Hey! Hey!